St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Spring has sprung.
Time to roll down the windows. Turn up the classic rock.
WLER, Butler, Cranberry is The Rock Station. 97.7, The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station. 97.7.
Good evening, and welcome to The Grassroots Show. It's Easter Sunday, and it's a very special show because it's going to be all music, but there's methods to our madness. Maybe we should have Vincent Price doing our intro here tonight. Good evening, Utah Burgess. Why is it such a haunting feel here tonight?
Madness indeed. We're going to do something a little special tonight.
Yeah, it is show number
666.
And it's tying into...
And what's the date, Bob?
420. So, you might at moments think you've tuned into the Rock Fabric on a Saturday night. Or, because it's 420...
You might think you're at a Fish concert.
That's right. We're going to do a little jamming and then some jamming. Reminds me of a commercial I'm watching. Competitive? Well, it might be a little take on that tonight. Yeah, show number 666. Welcome to the Grassroots Show. We have been around for a long time. We should look a lot older than we really do, I think.
I have a copy of our very first show, and boy, my voice has deepened.
You got that radio voice now, don't you, Utah?
I think I was pretty nervous that first time out.
Well, it's amazing that we've come this far, and we're just going to have a little bit of fun take for your Sunday night here. Lots of music for you to enjoy, and it kind of ties in to what we're going to discuss in a moment here, but we want to thank the Meat Locker Recording Studio, who have been with us for about 600 of those episodes. We're pretty doggone close to that, right?
Yeah, actually, that you're not far off with that. Yeah. And shout out to Jim. We ran into Jim up in Erie when we were playing up there last weekend. So appreciated him and Karen stopping out and rocking out with the Hops.
Nice. Yeah, Jim's got a place up there, too, so good stuff. All right. Well, we thank them, and we are encouraging you to stop on out the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, Cooper's Lake Campground in August. TheBandJam.com is the place to see, and tonight's show will be a little kind of a flavor of what you'll get to see at the Band Jam, because it's all kinds of music spread out over the 3 days of fun, and we appreciate everybody being involved in that. We've got some great sponsors, and your name could be included along with some of the folks that are presenting the show.
Yeah, for example, Cummings Canyon Coffee does the center stage spotlights with you on Friday, so you can catch Bob doing the sports, you know, pumping the Pirates up for you, and then roll into an artist feature that one of the artists will be playing at the Band Jam.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, of course, when we kick off the Band Jam, that Thursday night singer-songwriter in the round is presented by our friends at Ram Automotive, who have a fun new commercial for you to check out. But they've been part of the Band Jam for a number of years now, and we appreciate them being back. Powell Road, a little bit south of Butler, great folks who will take care of your automotive needs.
Yep, and also we got Build the Scene and Music from the 412 are back, Scarfire Media, and Jazz's Rockin' Roadshow, too, this year.
And we want to thank a big shout-out to Lamatt Productions, who present the sound and sights and help the artists sound great when they're planning things. And I know you folks have been busy planning things as well.
Yeah, we're all just out at Cooper's Lake, kind of looking at some ideas to maybe we might mix things up, maybe not, just looking at some logistics, I guess.
Okay. Just looking to make the event bigger and better. I don't know how, but always making sure that the best product is presented. And that's what it's all about. It's about celebrating the local music scene and the fact that we've been able to be on the radio for 666 episodes now on Sunday nights. And we appreciate you, the listeners out there, being a part of it, and of course all of our sponsors too that we'll talk about here tonight. But you can get all information that you need Band Jam at thebandjam.com. Just like from day one of the event, Kids 17 and under get in absolutely free of charge.
Yeah, there's plenty for the kids to do out there. We love it when they're checking out the music because we have a lot of young music fans. But also, I mean, there's plenty of room to, for them to run about, ride their bikes. 10-acre stocked lake if you're into the fishing, which a lot of people take advantage of that when they're out there. You can canoe on the lake if you want. Guy brings a homemade canoe every year. It's pretty cool. Or, you know, just kick back and enjoy the weekend. That's what it's all about.
It really is. And they've got great facilities out there at Cooper's Lake as well. Clean bathrooms, shower facilities. You don't have to come stay for the weekend. That's not necessarily part of the requirements to be a part of it. You can come and go. You can buy tickets for the whole weekend, or you can buy a specific ticket for a particular day. But it is the added amenity of the availability of staying out there if you choose to for the weekend, because you can literally make it a vacation. It's so big.
Yeah, we recommend the camping, but that is handled separately through Cooper's Lake, and you can go full hookups or go as primitive as you wish. But there's links over to their website or just cooperslake.com, and you can check it out from there.
But you do have to have a ticket to get on the grounds because it is our event that weekend at Cooper's Lake, the Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival, thebandjam.com. Check it out. And as we talk about all of the bands and the sponsors and who this show is sponsored by, we welcome your involvement if you have a business or a connection to a business, because the sooner you get in, the more we get to talk about you if we do it today. And we've had some other folks become a part of it in just the last week, Utah.
Yes, we're always looking for vendors, so we want to welcome back this year Karen Dunn and her Guitars for Vets program, which is a really neat program. It's a nationwide thing, but she runs the Butler part of it here and does a very, very good job.
Yeah, and it's cool to see the local music connection to that. Some local musicians have gotten involved in that, and then the other people have started into it, and who knows, they could be somebody that eventually gets to the Band Jam as well as part of that.
Yeah, and just that whole tie-in with the vets as well.
Yeah, and also kind of tied into the vets, former Butler County Director of Veterans Affairs, a very sad note here today. We wanted to mention our thoughts to the family of John Cyprian. Sergeant Sips, had him on for many, many years, and always feel bad because, you know, life comes at you so crazy, and you're always saying, you need to do this, need to do this. And anytime we've had a conversation and we got together for drinks every once in a while, but he always said to me, let's get together this Friday night and have a beer together and chat.
He was a cool dude.
He was. So we lost John Cyprian recently, and I know he was very influential in helping Guitars for Vets and the veterans in need as well. He was a big part of that even after his retirement from Butler County.
But also stay tuned, because we'll have more information surrounding a celebration of life for John that will be coming up on May 31st surrounding Butler County veterans in need and including some local music.
Hey, let's get to some music. As I said, we're going to have a little bit of fun tonight.
Yeah, it's we're going to kind of take you on a roller coaster here. Now, we're only going to stay in two lanes of music for tonight's show.
Yeah.
Sticking with our the theme of the date and the theme of our show episode number.
Yes, that's right. So we're going to kick it off, hit you over the head, then we'll kind of chill back a little bit. So you're going to think, like I said, listening to the Rock Fabric on a Saturday night or heading to Ragu Festival.
There you go. Oh, nice tie-in, too, because I think we're going to play some Massive Hawk in this first segment here, and we're going to have Lyle on actually in a couple weeks to discuss Ragu Festival.
So. Cool. Well, let's kick it off right out of the gate with Reign of Z and a tune called Dysmorphia.
All right, and then as I just alluded to, we'll go to Massive Hawk and their song Second Rate.
It's a very special show tonight. We appreciate you tuning in to the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Light them up.
I am not enough. Blood is everywhere. Demons in my head.
I do is lose you. Yeah, I can't win. I guess that's how life goes to the end. Got no money in my pocket, but I got more bills to pay. Life, no bad decisions, got me living enough that way. All I do is lose. Second
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity. Ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
Broza's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Bros' Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Come now the days,
Once again, we welcome you back to our grassroots show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, episode 666 with Bob in Utah here tonight. And this segment being brought to you by our friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee Service in their four locations to serve you. Presenting this segment, also presenting the Band Jam Spotlight Preview every Friday at 7:45 a.m. on 97.7 FM. We're having some fun here tonight, throwing some stones and doing a little road work for the grassroots show, huh?
Nice tie in there, Bob. Why don't you give more detail on that?
Yes, so we heard some Red Sun in Throwing Stones just a moment ago, and Road Work by Habitat, as we're kind of going back and forth, tying in show number 666 to the day 420.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that was nice going back to that band Red Sun. I'd kind of forgotten about them. Man, some good stuff they threw out there.
We were scanning back through to kind of have some fun with the show, and we thought we're going to put some hard hitters and then some jam songs together. But going back through the list of tunes we've played over the past decade plus, man, we've played some pretty cool music, and you forget about some of it because you do get into that, you know. Usually we have two extra or four extra songs among four songs involving a special artist that we might have visiting with us. So it's nice every once in a while to have these different shows where we're able to put so many songs together.
It really is, because the volume of music that comes at us, I mean, that's why we're at episode 666, because there's no slowing down with what we talk about every Sunday night. It's crazy. And that's one of the bad parts. I always feel bad about it, because I feel like sometimes we do blast over songs and we don't get a chance to get back and revisit them, although a good bit of them make their way into regular rotation, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's what you make your noise for, because before you know it, we'll be putting the Grassy nomination list together. And, of course, our friends at the Rumble are the reigning heirs of the throne here this year. But we've had, think about the list of great music that we've had from that list alone over the last 660-plus episodes.
And that's just the Grassy nomination show is just 10 episodes away. That'll be episode 676. So
it's closing in fast.
Yeah.
So, and of course, thebandjam.com is where we announce the Grassy award-winning act. So make sure you're there, thebandjam.com. Well, let's dig right back in. And, you know, you were talking, the start of the show tonight, we were talking about Band Jam and the preview of that. And you know, kids 17 and under get in free of charge to the event for the entire weekend. Of course, the Thursday night singer-songwriter in the round is free anyway. Anybody can come out, check that out. If you've never been to Band Jam or the Cooper's Lake grounds, come out that night, Thursday night, August 21st, and you'll get to just kind of take a look around and see what's there. But, of course, you mentioned the kids, you know, being enthralled, and we love to see them enjoying the music. Again, it's that image of seeing the next band coming up, performing, and I have a shot on my phone in my personal collection of some young people mesmerized at the front of the stage, just sitting there. If you've been to Band Jam, you know what I'm talking about. Front of the stage, they got a little gravel area there where people are either dancing or hanging out, and there's some young people literally sitting in the front, looking up, watching Homicide Black jam. It is just such one of the coolest photos, one of the greatest memories I have of the Band Jam.
And I know who those kids are, too. And one of them actually is playing guitar.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yep. And I've heard he's pretty dang good. I ain't heard him yet. But his dad talks him up pretty good. In fact, his dad is the guy playing the banjo on the Hophead Stomp that you hear during the concert calendar. So I know who these people are.
All right. I see. So who knows? The next generation may be emerging on stage at the Band Jam. You don't want to miss it. So, but let's dig out some Homicide Black and a great tune that they have called End of Eternity.
All right, and let's go to some Dizzy Whoosh, very popular band in the area, and bring up their song Voodoo Doll to follow some Homicide Black.
A little jamming and jamming coming your way on the Rock on the Rock Fabric.
See?
How about the Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7?
not always simple. So who do you call? Quite the battle. It's like a cattle call. We'll look it up in the manual, won't man follow protocol. Logic, it is simple. You get what you put in. Like when they put your poster on the community bulletin. It's not complicated. It's not always simple. A little shrink your skull. I like when predictions are not good from Gypsy's crystal ball. It's quite the battle. Like cattle call. When look it up in the manual, old man follow protocol. The logic, it is simple. It's like a tragic tale. So who do you call? I like when they put another pin into your voodoo doll. Yeah.
Don't put that evil on me.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs. BuildTheScene.com, created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're only halfway through the show. That's the good news, because we've got more jamming to go. Wow. We are hitting it hard here tonight and chilling out at the same time. We had our ups and downs so far tonight, but then we just got done bleeding out. It's the Grassroots Show, local music here on The Rock Station, 97.7, and our thanks to the folks who put the ham on your table, or at least they should have, as of today. That's Bros' Superette, high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue in Butler. Literally, you know, when you drive by, you might think it's a small building. When you go inside, it literally is a supermarket. I mean, it's got everything you will find at a supermarket, but it's all fresh stuff, a lot of it freshly made. They do a lot of great sides, additions to any meal. And, of course, they're your local butcher shop. Anything you can imagine, they do up, and they do it in grand fashion.
Yeah, and hopefully you took advantage of their services today for your Easter meal, because that would have been the perfect place to go.
Well, you know what I had on my plate today?
Ham loaf.
Yes, we did. We had some chicken and some ham loaf from Bros' Superette. You and you know what? We just had this past week, too, stopped up there and picked up. They do the wrapped steak, brisuel. You ever had that? Oh, it's fantastic. And you could put that in gravy. Or we did it. We did a little take with spaghetti sauce on it.
There you go.
But that's fantastic. I mean, it's a great meat wrapped in, you know, some stuffing. Oh, it is so good. They do it up great. Bros' Superette. Corner of South Main and Rockenstein in Butler, presenting this segment of our show. Animus bleeding out, and we heard some Shagdog.
Yeah, they're ups and downs, and that's a past Grassy Award-winning band.
Yes.
Again, Grassy nomination show is just 10 episodes away.
Wow. Wow.
And you can be a part of that by contacting your local radio station, The Rock Station 97.7, and making some noise for your favorite song or your favorite band.
There have been people doing that, and that gets noticed, and that helps to create that Grassy nomination list, or at the very least, the short list starts out very long, gets whittled down, but it's only the final 12 that you get to vote on, and it's up to you to decide the eventual winner. That is not chosen by us. The nomination list is finalized by us, but then we put it out for your consumption as listeners for the entire month of July, and then we'll announce the winner out at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, and who knows? Could Shagdog be on the list again? Past Grassy nominees, they are eligible this year. The reigning band, The Rumble, are not, simply because we have in the pre-rules that you can't win back-to-back years, but you can win twice.
It's happened.
And it has happened. And that band just might be out there. If you check out thebandjam.com and get your tickets to make sure you're there August 21st through the 22nd. But kind of fun stuff right there. Animus and Shagdog Melonhead, great tie-ins. They're both Butler area bands.
Yeah. Yes, they are. And Dizzy Whoosh kind of is as well.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not too far out of the area. But
yeah. And of course, you'll get an opportunity, I'm sure, to see them coming up, because we'll be previewing the Ragu Festival coming up in May in Slippery Rock, and we'll have Lyle Borger on. Just had them on tonight with Massive Hawk.
Yeah, actually, I was checking the calendar. He'll be on next week.
So oh,
that's how close we are to Ragu Festival. So
about that. And that means we're just getting that much closer to the Band Jam, so get those tickets at thebandjam.com. It's the time. Okay, so we went jam, heavy. Now we're going to go heavy jam. Where are we going, Utah?
We're gonna go to some Dofka.
Ooh.
We haven't played him in a while. And a song called Tragedy Remains.
What a great tune this is. This is a great jam. And we'll continue the jam with A Place Called Home from our friends in Stationary Pebbles. As we jam you tonight, show episode number 666 on 420 via The Grassroots Show and Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
So sit back, relax, and take a breath before you get your pizza. Reach out, get the facts. Now that's that. Ensure you made a safe bet. Get out on your own to make your own home. Make your mama so proud. Be more than a drone. Be you. Get up on your own cloud. Home can be a charming little place where you'll be feeling all the things that all you love. Time will cut some scars up on your face. Can drop a bitter taste and taste of your tongue. Home can be a charming little place where you'll be feeling all the things that all you love. Time will cut some scars up on your face. Can drop a bitter taste and taste of
Rosa's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Rosa's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Don't forget, tickets remain on sale for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Go ahead and get them now. For that event, August 21st through the 23rd at Cooper's Lake Campground again this year, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. It'll kick off with a fabulous singer-songwriter in the round night Thursday, August 21st, brought to you by Ram Automotive. Then Friday night at 5, all evening long, all day Saturday at Cooper's Lake, you'll hear some great sounds from Western Pennsylvania musicians and lots of activities, too. Don't forget, vendors and any other sponsors who would like to be a part of the event, reach out to Shady Lady Productions or The Rock Station 97.7. We'll get you involved. But get your tickets at thebandjam.com. You can purchase all one weekend pass or individual day passes if you like. The Thursday singer-songwriter in the round is free anyway, and it's obviously free all weekend long for those 17 and under. Still some music to catch in the month of April. Head over to Steubenville, Ohio with Tubi's Acoustic, Friday, April 25th, to McCarthy's Harp and Habit. Franciscan Square, they'll be there from 7 to 10. And on Saturday, April 26th, they'll head to the Tavern Pizza in Bellevue on Lincoln Avenue from 7 to 9. And on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, how about a happy hour at River Forest Country Club? Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., live music from Megan Pennington. That is open to the public. And circle your calendar for Friday, May 9th. The Noble Hops are heading live to Sandfly Brewing in Punxsutawney. That show gets underway at 6 o'clock.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs. BuildTheScene.com, created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity. Ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today. Well, if you were wondering what the buzz was about tonight, it's all about the Grassroots Show and local music on the Rock Station 97.7, and having a little bit of fun play on words here tonight as we jam you for an Easter Sunday on 420 and show number 666.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of image I'll be putting up with the show post for this one. I'm gonna have to work on that here.
Yeah, man. Well, fun
maybe,
stuff.
Maybe just an Easter bunny.
There you go.
Yeah, it'll just be an Easter bunny.
Or some chocolate.
Yeah.
Might need that. All right. Well, it's been a fun time. And you talk and you believe. We're starting to approach 700 episodes. This is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, it really is. And it's been a long time. It's a grind sometimes. I remember I told you last fall this was going to be my last episode. And, well, I'll be back next week to visit with Lyle.
Thankfully, he's not holding true to that statement. Yeah, so
it takes its toll. I mean, I don't think people realize how much work we do put into this. And it's time-consuming.
Yeah.
It really is. But...
Well, and tip of the cap, because, you know, you do a lot of the booking for this. And, of course, add in on the band jam, putting that together. This is a full-time job in its own right. And you've got a life and other full-time job to worry about. So I can only imagine. And having to travel like you do for your business, and then traveling around to play like you do.
So yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't either sometimes. And I was like, something's got to give. And last fall it was going to be this radio program. But, yes, I'm still here. And, I was just thinking, too, maybe the image I'll put up is a birthday cake, because I do want to give a shout-out. Happy birthday today to a good friend of mine, the professor.
Okay. And, hey, how about a throwback to last week? The young lady who creates the Grassy Award every year. Shout out to Linda Weber.
Yep.
It was her birthday as well. So, and if it's your birthday, kids, well, light up the candles, because that's what it's all about here tonight on the Grassroots Show. And we want to thank our friends at Music from the 412, and, of course, Build the Scene. Bill Damiano is tied into both, but, of course, his show that he does each and every week, which has been around a lot longer than even our show. That Build the Scene show is a fantastic get-together each week that you need to check out.
Yeah, it is. And you can at buildthescene.com. We run, probably heard his commercial running through this show and during the day, too. I hear it all the time. So.
And local music aficionados, if you're a band, not only can you be on this show, but you can be on that show as well. And, of course, we want to thank the Geibel Funeral Home and Chad Geibel, 201 East Cunningham Street in Butler. Generations of service to the Butler community. He loves the local music show as well, and we appreciate his involvement. And Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 in Boyers, hometown entity. We love to support hometown businesses, and you can support a hometown business as well just by getting your car repaired there, picking up some tires, or drop in for everything else they have.
Yes, I've been hearing their spots quite a bit, so welcome aboard again. Appreciate it.
And of course, thanks to you, the listener, because that's why we're still here. And the musicians that are creating the music that you share with us, it's an honor to be a part of the show, honestly, to sit down and listen to some of this great local music each and every week.
There's no doubt we've had an influence, I think, in the scene and with other stations. There's no doubt about that. So that's a good thing. And, you know, because the local music scene here in Western Pennsylvania is pretty damn good.
Yeah, it really is. And doesn't matter if you're flying to the moon or hanging out here in Western Pennsylvania, we're going to dig out some Broctopus and then tie in with an act that just happened for a Rock Done Right tour stop last night, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, they were at the 11th Frame. We got to convince management to let us do a metal night there, so we had Skell and a Common Crown playing there, and it was a great killer show. And so let's go to some Skell and do their song 2 Minute Atomic Clock.
Be safe out there, kids, and listen carefully as you venture forth into the evening. And we appreciate everybody tuning in tonight and supporting the show. And Utah, we will do 667 next week.
Yes, with Lyle Borger and Ragu Festivu.
Awesome stuff. And thanks to Shady Lady Productions, putting this show together and airing it each and every week with The Rock Station 97.7, The Grassroots Show.
Fly. This is crazy.
Oh, I'll show you crazy.
Your love is driving me crazy.
All aboard!
Crazy.
Crazy
on you.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Yeah.
stations don't like us.
They think you're different.
But that won't stop us.
Every now and then we have to break the rules.
Your rock station, 97.7.